Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly, you ugly, U-G-L-Y, you ain't got no alibi, you ugly, you ugly,
Hello, I'm Max Bellegde.
And I'm George Clark.
And welcome to the Useless Hotline. Whee! The Useless Hotline is a place where you can shut your mouth.
TikTok wasn't working out for us, so we decided to set up our own little business.
We did, and the Useless Hotline is a place where we help you with your queries, no matter how weird, disgusting, or embarrassing they are. But for season two, should we make a jingle?
Yes.
Shall we record us singing a jingle?
Yeah.
I love that.
But
you haven't even told people that we're doing season two yet.
We're doing season two.
But it won't always just be us. Sometimes we'll be joined by a special guest. But unfortunately, this week it is just your hosts, Max and George. Max, how was your week?
It was great. Yeah, but quick update on what we mean by season two, guys. So when we finish
spoiler
our tour...
Spoiler alert, Max dies at the end of season one.
Spoiler alert, Max comes out at the end of season one.
Do you want to give a lot away, though?
No, but we'll just say, like, what... we'll just say... I mean, we... No.
Yeah, let's just say...
You know what? Yeah, we'll just, like, let's just leave it there,
no, I think we'll just leave it there,
Just leave it there, but keep your eyes peeled, baby.
And your butts prepped.
Oh. Yeah, what have I been up to? I don't really know. Oh, I went out at the weekend.
Nice. Where?
In a
with
wig.
Oh.
And sunglasses.
Do you wear wigs?
I wear wigs.
Have you worn wigs?
I have worn wigs.
Will you wear wigs?
I will wear wigs. I did. I've started to do this thing where, because sometimes, as you'll know, when we go out, I think that a lot of my audience anyway is of the age that go out.
Yeah.
So if I'm going to go to like a club where we don't have like a table or anything like that, then it can become a lot of, like, you know, interrupted night thing, which is lovely meeting people.
If you ain't got the table or the VIP barrier in front of you,
VIP.
Is it really a night out?
Is it really a night out if you're not popping bottles on bitches? Popping caps and asses?
Yeah, that's...
Popping pills with mamas? Go to the maternity ward. yeah, so basically, if my friends are like, oh, well, like, we want to go to this place, blah, 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 I have started to wear a wig.
But so it's now Max Bellegde. Wait, before you say this, I know for a fact, I haven't seen this wig, I know for a fact that it is not regular hair colour, so you will stand out more. Max, what colour is this wig?
Let me show you a picture. Oh, I'm so excited. Oh, you defo. I feel like you have seen this. Let me show you. This is me on the night out. Are you ready?
Right. So, Max is in a bright, ready pink wig. And you think, oh, I want to be a bit more understated now. I don't really want to get many people recognizing me. So you've gone out looking like Sharon Osbourne.
Honestly, people...
Oh my God, that's such a comparison. Literally Sharon Osbourne.
If people see me, they don't... I think they're so alarmed that someone has come to a club looking like that. They either assume that I'm on a lot of drugs... Or that I'm just a weirdo. So they kind of just, like, look, glance, say to their mate, look at that person. And then they just go on about the day. Like, we do not get bothered at all. It's great.
Right,
like,
what I will say now, though, is people now know this is your method.
I'm going to get a new wig.
So you're going to need to change. Don't change the wig. Because everyone's going to go, who's that bloke in a wig? Oh, it's Max.
I look like a woman, though. This is another alarming thing, George. When I put a wig on, I think something about my bone structure instantly makes me look like a woman.
But when you put a wig on, something about my bone structure.
Oh, that's upsetting. It cares. But yeah, so I went out in a wig. It was very enjoyable, to be honest. I felt very free. I was just dancing, living my life. The person behind the bar actually noticed me, and she was like, "Are you Max?" And I was like, "Shh, shh," in like a jokey way to scare her. Yeah. Like, and she was like, "Oh my god, I'm so sorry." I was like, "I'm joking. It's so fine." And I was like, "But can I just ask, how did you recognize me?" And she was like, "Well, I'm probably significantly more sober than everybody here because I'm working, and it looks like you in a wig." And I was like, "So my plan is foiled."
Were you wearing regular you clothes?
Yeah, I was wearing probably this jumper and like just jeans. I looked like me in a wig, but the sunglasses also help because they're very big. Anyway, it's just, yeah. Ooh,
Bulbasaur did a little trick move then.
That's it. Woo! That's pretty much what I did. Oh my god, I bought a new car.
I saw that.
What? Bought a new car.
Why? What happened to the mum wagon?
Well, I liked it, but I
his
just wanted
mum's wagon
something.
Is still there, let me tell you, looking peachy as ever.
Wait, you've gotten rid of it already?
No, 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 I've still got that car. I bought a new car. Ooh, baller. As well on top of it. It costs only... I feel like I need to show you, Callum, so that you have a bit of context of what I'm saying.
I will judge you heavily on this.
Come here.
Oh, okay.
We told Andrew that I've got a surprise for him. And he has no idea. Keep your eyes closed. Come out.
I surprised Andrew with it. He was very annoyed.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Am I?
3, 2.
Oh my god.
I said don't get that.
It was a lot of fun. I'll send it to you.
Listen.
No, it was a lot of fun. But yeah, I went to. Basically, I had a few drinks. I'd been at this like work meeting. And I'd had like 2 cocktails.
Classic work meeting, that.
They started it.
I was absolutely pissed. I had a meeting with my manager.
No, this brand were like, "Should we get a cocktail?" And I was like, "You're paying. Yeah, let's get a cocktail." And then on my way home, I was like, "Uber, can I please divert you to a toy shop?" Remembered how fun toy shops are. When was the last time you went to a toy shop? A big toy shop.
We went to one in Manchester and Arthur got a vibrating rose.
Ooh, I thought that was going somewhere
else. I don't think... That's the shops that I'm used to going to. I think this is a different one that was one about.
Oh,
it's a different one.
Kids toy shop.
When I tell you, the most exciting place ever. Like, going there as an adult with actual money that you can just spend. First of all, also, made me realise my parents are cheap as fuck. I was going around going, I used to beg, plead, cry for this like Lego set.
Yeah.
And my mum would be like, no, no, wait till Christmas. It's like £6, you cheap fucking bitch, Joanne. Joanne.
Ooh, I mean, cost of living crisis.
No, this was before the Cozy Lives. This was like 20 years ago. Cow. Bought some roller skates.
Nice.
£5. Set of roller skates.
Yours were roller blades.
That's what I meant.
The wheels on feet community will be very upset with you. That's like calling them Heelys in their
mind.
Oh
my god, I would never. Oh my god, please don't cancel my wheels on feet. Please. But yeah, George, we need to go. When we're on tour, I'm taking you to a toy shop. I can't even tell you how much joy it brought me. Full Pokemon section. Hi. 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 Full Pokemon section.
Nice.
The amount of Lego, unbelievable. Full like outdoor pool section, like slip and slides.
Did you buy one?
Water guns. I bought a set of Nerf guns, like proper ones, so that me and Andrew could have Nerf wars in the garden.
Yeah.
What else did I buy? I bought some Lego.
Nice.
I bought, oh my god, remote control car. When was the last time you enjoyed a remote control car?
Too long ago.
Gotta be a long time ago.
I mean, I know you've got one up your ass right now, but that doesn't count.
Oh yeah, it doesn't go in reverse. I used to have a Spider-Man monster truck remote control car.
That sounds
car,
incredible.
And I could like go through puddles and shit in it. All my mates were like, if I went through puddles, my car wouldn't work. And I went,
pussy.
Got shit spider sensor, don't you? Stupid idiot.
There are remote control cars, George, that can defy gravity and go up the wall. I didn't even bother understanding the science behind it. I just said, purchased. I own this now. The amount of different balls that you can play with.
Oh. What shop are we talking about now?
The one
was that next door?
The one that you got the rolls. No, like bouncy balls, footballs, Nerf balls.
This might be the only time you've ever been excited about football.
There are balls, George, that you can squeeze into a frisbee.
Oh, I had them when I was a kid, yeah.
What the fuck? I was never allowed
and you
it.
You throw them like a frisbee and midair they go...
I was never allowed it. But honestly, it changed my life. And then, oh my God, then I got to the section where they have electric vehicles for children. Now...
Nice.
Oh, when I tell you, I remember being probably a bit too old, maybe like 12, 13.
Yeah.
Begging my mum for one.
Yeah.
And... all that she would say, no, that's ridiculous. They're so expensive. Oh, my God. I said, I'm going to heal those childhood wounds and I'm going to purchase one for my adult self. George.
Hell yeah.
A riveting experience, to say the least. A lot of them, you cannot be over 35 kilos. And I've tried to slim down recently, but I'm not quite there.
You could just put your belly.
Need a few of them, man.
Just pop your belly in the car seat.
That's awful. I'm probably quite accurate. And yeah, I couldn't get the pink Mini Cooper that I wanted because that was 35 kg allowance. Yeah. So instead, I got the quad bike that is 50 kg because I'm closer to that. Let's just say that. All right. I didn't need those condescending noises that you both made there.
Sure you are, pal. So, at a zero.
Honestly, when we're on tour, I'm taking you to a toy shop because you don't realise how enjoyable it is.
I'm about to blow your goddamn mind.
What?
And I bet you're upset that I didn't finish the sentence how I thought you were going to start it.
I'm about to blow your goddamn cock.
On tour,
yeah,
we've got space in the bus. You bring your quad bike. I get one. What is up, Bristol?
Do we have the capability for this, Callum?
I don't know if we have the capacity, but right. I will try.
If we do, that is top of the list. That is top of the list.
Well, hold on. If I can
pass
this...
We don't need the tour manager to have a bed. Okay, we can...
We do. We do, but if I can pass this as part of a set piece of the set, then...
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, it might be health and safety. I'll look into it.
No,
I promise.
No, they go quite slowly because I weigh them down quite a lot.
Also, if we don't have
I believe
space,
that.
If we don't have space, tether them to the back of the tour bus. And me and Max can just sit on them, going,
"Come to the tour, guys!
Oh,
get your
my
tickets."
God, that is such a great idea. Oh my God.
Okay, yeah, go on, do it. Buy another.
We'll just have goggles and a helmet on, just going along the motorway.
This is wild. Right, in that case then, you can have my quad bike and I'm going to get the pink Mini.
Are you planning on losing 80 kilograms before then?
Yeah. 80? Yes. Oh my God, right. But yeah, so that's what I've been up to. 115
kg Max Belagdi just rolling into the room.
But yeah, that's what I've been up to. What have you been up to?
I've had a very busy week.
Oh,
that's
you went
a hint. As to what I've been very busy, the busiest week.
Oh, I get it.
In the world.
Max is not going to get it.
Go on. Wait, let me guess. You've got a sore throat because you've been drinking too much.
No. Oh. Jeremy Clarkson.
Do you know who that is?
Yes, the guy from Top
The
top
busiest
man, top
week
gear.
In the world.
Is that how he sounds?
Yeah, he's... yeah. Ah. So, started the week on podcast. Tuesday.
Did you?
Not yours.
Oh.
Or mine.
Oh, right.
Not ours.
Oh, on someone's podcast.
Yeah.
Right, okay. I was like, what
Tuesday, mm-hmm. I went to football.
Oh.
Then, went home, quick change.
Oh.
Off to Soho Farmhouse
oh.
with Prime Video. Watched the
Lovely
show.
Place.
Ate the food.
What
then,
show was it?
Clarkson's Farm, season 3. Uh-huh. All about piglets this season.
Oh.
Which is ironic because we stayed in a piglet.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Mm. Then, next day, went to Clarkson's Farm.
Oh, what, to his actual farm?
At his actual farm. Diddly Squat Farm shop. And I don't know if it's Diddly Squat Farm, but it's his farm. Went round back and there's his little barn. We all sat on our little hay bales. He comes in, does like chats.
Yeah.
Caleb comes in. Have you ever watched Clarkson's Farm?
No. I don't know. What's it about? Does he basically.
Caleb's a legend. Can we get him on the pod?
I doubt it.
Yeah, I doubt it.
He never
he doesn't come to London.
He's constantly farming. That's not even like a joke. Just genuinely is constantly farming.
He's been to London twice in his life.
Wait.
Oh yeah, Will and Jesse were there.
Really?
Yeah.
And they gave us this mug.
Yeah.
What the hell?
So they basically what's happened?
I was going to do a spit take as a joke, but then I realised that's just so much inconvenience that I don't need in my life.
So yeah, they were just sort of telling us about the show. Then we have a little look around Diddley Squat Farm Shop. Mm-hmm. Very cool produce. Oh. Then we hop in the back of a trailer hooked up to a Lamborghini tractor. Jezza K pops in. Ooh. Jezza C, actually. Clark Son hops in. Yeah. We just get driven to this to his piglets. Just Jeremy Clarkson driving us down to his piglets with Caleb at the front doing like a little tour. So keep your arms and legs inside the vehicle. Otherwise, we'll lose them. Hooey.
Yeah.
Get out. Look at his little piggies. Oh. He comes over with his little piggies in his hands. Oh. This is the smallest piglet in the world. And then we just sort of just see his little piggies. He's got loads of piglets now. He's a pig farmer.
How do farms make money? Do they sell the meat?
This is the thing. This is one of the big things for their season is that food prices, you might be thinking, oh, they're rising. The cost of farming is rising higher because of climate and everything. It's harder to actually get everything in. The cost of wheat and stuff is like rising, and all the seeds and the fertilizer and everything.
The Brexit as well, is it harder to get stuff?
I'm not really sure, but basically the long and short of it is it's more expensive to farm now. And the price of food isn't rising alongside it. So it's becoming more of a gamble. Ooh. Where before it was like before it was like 50 grand per year, or like,
and you'd get like in order to margins.
Like sustain it, and you get a certain amount back. It's just I love farming so much.
To sustain it
used to be 50 grand and you could guarantee a profit. But now it's it's close to 100.
So how are they?
It's close to 100.
No,
can't guarantee a profit.
Oh my god, is it really?
No.
Oh my god, I can't.
Can someone take the teapot off the? Oh, I can't bother. So, yeah.
Can we do that more often?
It costs more for them to farm, and the profits aren't rising. They're sort of the demand / sale price isn't rising. So,
it's just more
of a gamble now.
Yeah.
That was what the whole thing is about it. But saw his little piggies.
What can we do to help? What was the conclusion?
There isn't really anything you can do to help.
Global warming.
Like, I mean, you can try and stop global warming, but I mean, a one-man effort's not really doing anything. But it's the main thing is that it's just like a set price that apparently some bloke in like America somewhere just sets, like, this is the price of wheat worldwide. Oh. Knock your socks off. But I was going to go over to him and be like, Jezza, I got a story for you, pal. Because I saw my parents on the weekend, and my dad was like, oh, you're
all
seen?
Well?
Yeah, they're all good. Mm. No, it was actually their funeral. No,
that laugh was really funeral, evil.
Farming accident. They heard about what was happening on the farms and they did group suicide.
They spent 80 grand and they didn't make it back. I saw my parents at the weekend and I told my father and he went, oh, no way. I used to know his mum. And
really?
I was like, what? And he goes, you mother. No, he didn't say Joe Coppins. He was like,
how old's Jeremy Clarkson?
He seems pretty old. He's like 70,
how
like
on
60
earth
to 70.
Would your dad be that old?
Surely not.
Yeah, no, big time.
How would your dad know his mum then?
Well, I'll let you know. I'm about to tell the story. Okay. So, she used to make the Paddington Bear toys.
Oh.
And my dad...
He's 64.
Oh, he looks
She used to work plus. Paddington Bear toy... Work? She used to make Paddington Bear toys. Mm-hmm. And my dad used to work at Disney back in the day.
Really?
So he got in contact with her and said, do you want to make the Winnie the Pooh toys? Oh. And she went, yes. He got his voice from her. And he went, oh, brilliant. And she started like sort of making her own little Winnie the Pooh toys. And then my dad said, there's this famous painting of Winnie the Pooh drinking tea. Like it looked like tea set like on a table and stuff. And he went, why don't you do that? That's a good idea. And she went, I might put that into production. And so she did. And then he got a call off her like a week later being like, Sean, this is the last time I take advice from you. I've had to hire many people because they've sold out so quickly.
Wow.
And he was like, oh, sorry, Mr. Jeremy Clarkson's mum.
Yeah.
And yeah, they just sort of, they message back and forth from them, but unfortunately she's no longer with us.
Oh, bless. Well, her legacy lives on in this podcast.
I thought it would be a bit weird if he was like, so these piglets eat like shit.
My dad knows your dead
and
mom.
And then go, oh, Jeremy, over here. And he goes, yes. I go, oh, my dad knew your mum. Mm. Oh, not really relevant.
Yeah.
Also, fun fact about pigs. Do you want to know this?
Yeah.
Are you sure you want to know this?
I like pigs.
Will you like them when I tell you that if they have a runt of the litter, they might eat it?
That's quite hot.
Like, pigs eat anything, including their own young, if they can get a hold of it.
Maybe they need to stop being such pigs. That's a bit gross. Have they ever thought about that? Bit embarrassing. Like, oh, I'm hungry. I'm that hungry, so I'm going to eat my baby.
Yeah.
Like, there's other things to eat.
Do you reckon you'd make a tasty baby?
I think I'd make a good pig if they eat the kids. I eat anything, so, yeah.
So, came back from Jeremy Clarkson's farm.
Mm-hmm.
Filmed a video for Cal Free's pipe.
Ooh.
Then filmed a video for the men of the side variety.
Yes. Yes.
And then today just filmed with Christopher Michael Dixon.
It's played been some a footy. Time.
And I'm still wearing my Japan shirt.
Oh, the one that you got with me?
Yeah.
Oh.
With timer on the back.
How lovely. Wow. Well, we've just been round the towns and everything.
We have.
We really have. I'm glad to hear that you've had a productive week.
Yeah, it was good fun. Although I'm absolutely knackered now.
Yeah, I feel you.
But I might be going to a party tonight.
Oh, it's Becky. Is it Becky's?
Bambino Becky's Big Bash.
Oh, where are you going? I was going to go, but I said I'd...
Their drinks.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Happy birthday. Stop. Sorry, what were you...
I said I'd... do something with Andrew. We said that we'd have like a cosy night in, but I might persuade him to go if you're going.
Yeah, me going, Chris going, those UQ going. I'm sure she'll be there.
Spider-Man.
Spider-Woman. She.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Sorry. Well, less of that because George, I have an announcement for you. I'm getting emotional as well.
An announcement.
I am officially taking over the episode.
What? Intruder alert. Intruder alert. This is the police. Oh, who's stolen the episode?
Indeed. I have decided that today is officially becoming... Can you just please put your finger on your head here? Put your finger on your head.
Put your finger and your thumb in the shape of an L on your... forehead.
Because today is officially the Glee episode.
Do you know a fun fact? I watched through... How many seasons are there of it?
Six.
I think I watched through the first four with my sister.
No.
Yeah.
No. Why have we never spoken about this?
Because I just made up.
I literally have never felt closer to you than I did in that moment. I, like, real tears formed in my eyes. I was like, oh my God, maybe me and George can live happily ever after together. And now it's all foiled. Mm. So, anyway, I was thinking, how can I make an episode about Glee? For context, everybody, I watched Glee with my sister.
Mm.
I think it started when I was in, like, year 4 or 5 in school. And I was far too young to be watching a show of that nature, but I felt a bit crazy and
what
I did
is
it anyway.
Nature?
Its nature is quite raunchy at times. It's quite, it's very non-PC. It's ironic because it was praised at the time for being so like breaking boundaries and showing like the story of like a gay person in school. But it did it in the most awful and offensive ways possible.
And that's why you love it.
And that's why I love it. That it's now seen as like a cult classic because it would never be able to be made today. And just to celebrate that exact thing, mm-hmm. I thought that I would play a game of, is this Glee storyline real or fake?
Nice, okay.
I have found some of my favourite storylines.
Yeah.
And I'm going to have you guess. And then I've made some up. And honestly, they're the most batshit things in the entire world. And I don't know if you'll even be able to tell what's real and what's not. So I'm very excited.
Okay.
First one. The teacher of the Glee Club impregnates two of the students at the same time. And when those babies grow up, they create a band.
What? Golly gosh. Ugh. That is a genuine Glee storyline. Because you're too stupid to think of something like that.
I made it up. Yes, I made that up. But honestly, it's not that far from what could happen. So let's continue, shall we?
Is there anything that was remotely close to that that happened?
Yes, but it comes up later, so I'm not going to tell you.
All right then, so I now know that one's true.
No, you don't be too sure, baby. Don't be too sure. There's a lot about babies, okay. There is a gas leak in the choir room, and one member of the Glee Club hallucinates that everybody around them has turned into puppets, and they remain as puppets for the entire episode, and the episode culminates in those puppets singing, "What Does the Fox Say?"
What the fuck is this show? That's batshit crazy. But that's true.
That is true.
Yeah. It was bizarre. The way that you said, and it goes on until the end of the show.
Yeah. 45 minutes and everyone's puppets, and then the episode ends with those people coming back to life, no longer being puppets, but having the puppets on their hands, which makes no sense because the entire thing was a hallucination. So how
but
now...
Were they doing this whole thing as... Is that the idea then?
No, the idea was throughout the entire episode, they turned into puppets.
Yeah, but that's what they saw through the hallucination.
Yes, and then...
What was actually happening, just doing that?
No, that would be better if they explained that. No explanation.
Maybe Zilch. That's what you were meant to just
no,
assume it happened.
No,
but
I literally
you're
went
a silly
on,
little boy.
I went on the Glee, official Glee podcast with two people from Glee, like last year, and I asked them about it because I was like, "What did you question what was happening in your career when this was happening?" They were like, "Yeah, it made no fucking sense." When one of them literally said, when they filmed that episode, Artie from Glee, Kevin McHale, said when he filmed that episode is when he realized that the franchise had gone completely downhill. So, great times. Right. Rachel, the main character. Rachel spikes the Glee Club water fountain with cocaine. And when they all find out, they sing The A-Team by Ed Sheeran.
What the fuck? Right, that's... Max made that up.
That's not true. Surely.
That is not true.
Yeah, Max made that up.
Something quite similar happens, though. They all discover alcohol at the same point. Go to a like party, and then all within the space of having alcohol for the first time and it basically being 1 week, become full-blown alcoholics to the point where all of the songs that they sing that week are about alcohol, and it culminates in them singing TikTok by Kesha and then all throwing up on the stage. That was like an alcohol awareness piece that I think they were trying to do.
Okay.
Very entertaining and thrilling. Next. Oh my God. There's a character that has Down syndrome, and in one episode,
I hope that wasn't why you're trying to compose yourself.
No, just you were.
Full stop.
No. So there's a character that has Down syndrome, and in one episode, they get really horny and scream at one of the members of the Glee Club, I've got special needs, and one of those special needs is having mouth sex with your face.
That is true.
It's true.
Yeah. What? Was it just like a one man like writing this, producing this? Or
they just like spun a wheel every episode. They're like, right, so the person with Down syndrome is gonna get really horny and say, like, I do not know. To be fair, it was a great casting decision because it was this person called Becky Jackson in the show who was like, you might have seen the head cheerleader Sue Sylvester. You might recognize her if you saw her. She was like the main character Sue. From it. Yeah. Well, Becky was like her sidekick, and I think that they cast her because they basically wanted to show that even though she has Down syndrome, she doesn't have like, you know, she's not like a nice, like wholesome person. She was like very raunchy, very rude, very outspoken, very argumentative.
So we're going against the grain. Literally, Down syndrome people can be bitches too.
Literally, what? That's basically what they were doing. So, but yeah, it was very entertaining.
That's such a weird route to take.
Oh, honestly, this show tackled...
Let's be inclusive, but also make sure everybody
lock
hates
them. Up, yeah. This show went and it tackled so many serious and important issues in the worst, most offensive way humanly possible. That's why it's so funny that it was seen as such like a barrier-breaking show at the time. Because when you watch it back, you're like, this is offensive to every single minority that it addresses. Like, this is not good. Oh, well. Right, next. A member of the Glee Club was bulimic. And all the other members... I'll say that again. I don't know. I got quite emotional. I just love Glee. A member of the Glee Club was bulimic, and all of the other members shunned her because she passed out on stage whilst they were in a competition.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And performing Gangnam Style.
I think you've thrown the word shun in there because you think I wouldn't think that you know that that's a thing. So I think you are trying to fabricate something there, and that is not true.
That is a true storyline. You find out that she's got bulimia. They don't really even say the word bulimia. They're just like, ew, Marley's throwing up again. Ew, she's so pathetic. And then she like has to get all her costumes taken in because she doesn't fit in them anymore and she's losing weight dramatically.
Yeah.
And then they are performing. They get the one Asian person on the team who is an incredible singer and never would get like solos at any of the big competitions. The one solo that she ever got was Gangnam Style. And she's not even Korean. She's not Korean in the slightest.
Well, also, where's the other lines in Gangnam Style? Surely there is only a solo.
Oh, yeah. So they were in the back like, ba, 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 sexy lady. And then, yeah, Marley passed out whilst performing because she's bulimic. And when they all found out, they were like, I can't believe that she ruined the competition for
they
us.
Were like,
she's so selfish.
Oh.
Open Gangnam Style. Yeah, that was great. A pregnant member of the Glee Club convinced her boyfriend that he was the father of her child, even though they'd never had sex. Her reasoning was that one time he ejaculated in a hot tub that she was also in.
What the fuck? I have heard of a jacuzzi jizzy before.
A jizz-coozy.
A jacuzzi.
Jizz-coozy works better.
A jacuzzi.
Yeah.
Is that a thing that actually happens?
Well, the
Can I get pregnant if someone...
Yes, you can. The reasoning behind it was that apparently the temperature of a hot tub is optimum temperature for sperm to travel further than they might do usually.
No way.
So, nice. Yeah.
It's like the sort of Russ Cook of the sperm world.
Yes.
He's the one that ran Africa.
Yeah. It said Michael Phelps.
This is
the guy who ran, but
sorry. He was a specialist in sprint swimming, so that would have been a very silly thing to say. I will go for truth.
It is true.
Yeah, boy.
But it is in fact false that you can get pregnant in a jacuzzi. That was what the person said to convince the boy, but that is in fact
not
true.
I want to see if that's true. I've heard that before.
It's not true.
I'm finding out.
I think at one point
I'm finding out.
Fact checking. I think at one point it was spread on social media and people went crazy, and then it was obviously dispelled because, yeah, a sperm cannot survive in water.
So I've typed in, can I get pregnant? not full stop, but the predictive is, can I get pregnant on my period? Can I get pregnant without sex? Can I get pregnant whilst breastfeeding? Was that good? Has that got anything to do with that? That's a good question, actually.
Yeah,
is that?
I doubt it.
Can I get pregnant from pre-cum? Yummy, yummy. Oh, can I get pregnant?
Pre-cum makes me feel a bit ill.
From dry sperm.
Dry sperm.
What does that even mean? We're just
I think it just means that some that's
scrape
been, like,
it off
there.
Of something. Oh, that's disgusting.
That is awful. Can you get pregnant from a hot tub?
It's a myth. Yes, sperm can only live in hot water for a few seconds before dying off. So if you were right next to each other,
yeah, and you shoved all that water up your fanny.
Hell.
Then maybe, but it sounds quite
so
unlikely.
Those trying the old jizz-cuzzi method at home, make sure that you're right next to each other, maybe a couple centimetres.
You've got a pipette. Scoop up some of the water and shove it in.
Yeah, that might be the way.
Yeah, maybe. Okay, next one. One of the teachers has always had a difficult relationship with their parents because she did not see them much growing up, as they had told her
she was blind.
No, that they were famous. That they were famous Nazi hunters.
What?
No.
And that's she found out.
That's a good job to have.
But because of that, they couldn't see their child very often.
Well, more for them.
And as she got older, she found out that they had lied to her. And they just didn't want to be around her.
I bet she did not see that coming. I'm going to go for falsch.
It's true.
Das ist falsch!
Das ist true! It's true. Sue Sylvester, one of the key characters of the show. Throughout the entire show, she talks about how, you know, she didn't see her parents growing up that much because they were famous Nazi hunters.
Sylvester alone.
Yes, quite literally. And then found out that her parents had lied to her. They just didn't want to be around her.
Oh, God.
Bit brutal.
Sylvester still alone.
Okay, you can stop now.
Yeah. Next, at a Glee Club competition, a rival team's captain died on stage. So the Glee Club changed their song last minute to We Are the Champions by Queen.
That has to be a lie.
That is a lie. I made that up.
Yeah.
That would have been great, though. And I would not have put it past
But there's
them.
So many levels to that where I was like, this can't be true. Number one, they die on stage, the competition goes on.
Yeah. And, honestly, you'd
and
be
number
shocked.
Two, they go, hey, we've got an opportunity here. But as well, this is now effectively our victory lap because we've definitely won. Let's just sing We Are the Champions.
What inspired me to come up with that one is that at the end of season one,
it's because that is what you would do.
Yes. At the end of season one, Quinn Fabray, who is pregnant the entire season, goes into birth at the peak of a competition, and they sing Bohemian Rhapsody by Queen while she's giving birth.
What does that even... What's the relevance between Bohemian Rhapsody?
Do you know the bit where it's like, for me? It builds up like that, and then every time it cuts to her, and she's like, for me! And she's like pushing.
She's giving birth whilst doing the song?
Yes, it's brilliant. This show is just ridiculous. It's so bizarre.
She has to be... It starts off very quiet, though, Bohemian Rhapsody.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scala push!
oh yeah, but I see you. Just she have to be like,
literally, it would just cut to her being like, oh, and then they'd be on stage like,
thunderbolts of lightning, very, very frightening. Galileo. Me.
Yeah, and then she got, oh, do it, let's do it. You do the song and I'll do the
I need to get the noises. Lyrics up.
Just do that bit, just do that bit. We don't have to do the whole song.
No, we do. Oh, we do.
Oh, my God. Right, this is me and George.
Oh, this is the bit that I was on about.
Wait. This is me and George reenacting the scene from Glee where Quinn is giving birth and they sing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Because I would like to know how this is possible.
Okay.
So act like a genuine pregnant woman in this.
Okay. That's not hard.
There you go. That's the belly.
Oh, sure.
Is this the real life? Is this just fantasy?
Oh.
Caught in a landslide. No escape from reality. Open your eyes. Look up to the skies and see. I'm just a poor boy.
Go to the big bits.
Mama just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger. Now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun. But now I've gone and thrown it all away. Mama, ooh, didn't mean to make you cry. If I'm not back again,
it gets better.
This time tomorrow. I can't even. How does this bit go? Carry on.
Do the eye silhouette. See a little silhouette.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah, go to the big bit.
You're in labour.
Sorry. Oh.
I see a little silhouette of a man. Scaramouche, scaramouche. Will you do the fandango? Thunderbolts and lightning. Very, very frightening me. Galileo. Galileo. Galileo.
That was basically it. That was great. I think we did a really good job there. Yeah, so that was false.
Did they do the full story, the full song?
Yeah, I'll show it to you
later.
How
the hell did they get through all that?
Oh, it's incredible.
Here they come, here
they
come.
On Glee, they do like 1.5 minute versions of the song.
Boring.
So it's not, yeah.
That's not a full Bohemian Rhapsody.
Right, next one. One of the teachers desperately wants to get married, but comes to the conclusion that no one will fulfill her the way that she does. No one will fulfill her the way that she fulfills herself, so she officially gets married to herself.
That's true.
That is true. So Sue Sylvester gets married to herself. She gets a gown made.
Sylvester!
Not so alone.
Still very alone.
Yeah, still very alone, actually, yeah. So she gets, she wears tracksuits all the time because she's the cheerleading coach. So she gets an Adidas tracksuit made into a
and
wedding
gown. And her parents
gown.
Told her to jog on.
Oh my God. next one. One of the teachers gets so depressed because a rival colleague is performing better than her. So she tries to overdose and commit suicide, but uses gummy vitamins and just ends up with a sore jaw.
Here's my thought process.
Mm-hmm.
You thought you could overdose on multivitamin gummies until very recently, so thought that was a funny thing that you could put into an idea for something that was going to happen. So this is a lie.
It's true. This was a show. Great storyline. Sue, again, she tries to commit suicide.
What is she doing?
I don't know. I think she was just really going through it whilst filming the TV show, obviously, whilst the show captured that portion of her life. Yeah, it was a lot. It was a lot. Bless her. Oh, she's doing well, hopefully, now.
More vitamins than Guardians.
stupid, fuck, shit.
A student and a teacher were having an affair. And then they realized that they were uncle and niece. So they sang in the corridors of the school, "Now You're Just Somebody That I Used to Know."
Mm-hmm. That's a lie.
That is a lie. I made that up. They do sing that song, but I think it's between two estranged brothers. That is when they sing that. So, yeah, less... I think, personally, they should have gone with my storyline, to be honest with you. That would have been a bit better.
They still know each other, though. What is this?
Yeah, true.
What is this bullshit?
True.
That goes to the singer of that song. Who sings that?
I can't remember, but good song, though. Great song. Now you're just somebody that I used to know.
Somebody.
Glee Club teacher's wife was faking her pregnancy because she thought that he would leave her if he knew that she'd had a miscarriage. So she convinced a teenage member of the Glee Club that was pregnant at that time to give her her unborn child. True or false?
True.
It's true.
Yes, I'm getting good at this.
You are. It's true. She was a foam stomach for her entire pregnancy. And then at around 7 or 8 months, Will Schuster finds out that it's not normal for a pregnant woman to have a foam stomach. Yeah. And that she had miscarried, unfortunately.
Whoa. Hold the foam. What's going on here?
Hold the foam. I hate this job. This is one of my personal favourites. There is a transgender student in the school, and there's discourse amongst the pupils about which bathroom that person should use. So the head teacher makes them sing Beyoncé's If I Were a Boy in front of a portaloo that has a question mark on the door.
Surely not.
That's true.
That is true.
That wild.
Honestly, wild. Like, an emotional ballad. This person's sobbing in front of a portaloo that has a big, like, cartoon question mark on the door. This show was facing real issues in the most inappropriate and offensive ways that it possibly could. And that's why we love it.
That's not when you put, like...
It's I Were a Boy by Beyoncé as well.
That's why musicals don't tend to tackle hard-hitting issues outside of, my boyfriend broke up with me. Because you can't sing about that shit.
It felt progressive at the time. And upon reflection, I'm sure it did more harm than good.
Oh, this is... No, scrap that. That's why, this is why musicals make up their own songs normally.
Yes, yeah, true.
And why people think Mamma Mia was done so well. It's just like, oh, look, it seems like they made these songs up. Yeah. But you can't just... wild.
Do you know what? Great character though. Unique. We love. Next. Only two more. A member of the Glee Club is insecure that they are a 16-year-old virgin. And so they hire...
Should be.
And so he hires a prostitute that ends up being an old member of the Glee Club from years before.
Nice.
And when this member finds out that they too are in the Glee Club, they sing an a cappella version of Like a Virgin by Madonna to them.
Oh my God. No, please no.
That's a lie.
That is a lie. There is an episode of Glee where like three of them all lose their virginity on the same night.
To a prostitute.
And whilst they have it, just by two other members of the Glee Club. And what's whilst the they're all having sex, they sing Like a Virgin by Madonna.
During the act,
whilst they're having sex, yes. So there's full scenes of them like taking their clothes off and like being in bed kissing, and then they break, and then they're like a virgin, whoo! And then
so
they, like, get back in
musicals, when I've not watched a lot of.
Have you ever seen a musical in real life, like a play?
Not a. I think I have, but usually when
you should take him to Book of Mormon.
Oh my God, you would love
Book. You would love Book of Mormon.
I've heard it's good.
Oh my God.
But when they usually do musicals, it's like people either sing along together and it makes sense, or like they're on their own and it's like a little sad story and then they sort of like snap out of it and go and like run off or whatever. When they sing in the presence of another person, is it meant to be like, this is just our little thing that nobody else can hear, or is it...
It's supposed to be I honestly can't even tell you, because there are moments where, like, one of the main themes of the show is that the Glee Club is a very underfunded club.
Yeah.
Because no one cares about it. And yet every single time that they perform, they seem to have the most elaborate backdrops with, like, multiple extras, props, everything that you could possibly imagine, like costume changes every 2 seconds. And yet they have no money. So I just think that when you watch the show, you kind of suspend yourself away from reality and acknowledge that this isn't real. Yeah. It's very entertaining, and that's what's happening.
Because in my head, I'm thinking of, like, Greece. Like, you know, the...
Look at me, I'm saying...
And it's like, sort of to that, their friends, and it's like...
It's sort of that vibe, but, yeah, they all kind of know the words to every song. They also have predetermined choreography that happens. It's kind of like High School Musical, in a way. Like, we're doing this activity, and now here's a song about that activity.
Yeah, those are the ones that I don't understand.
Yeah.
When musicals, like, the song makes sense in that time, then I'm like, okay, I'm on board with this. Mm. When it's like, oh, another song, why though? That's when I'm like,
Glee started to get to a point where it was obvious that they were making certain storylines so that they could sing a specific song. Mm. And unfortunately, I believe that the transgender issue was actually a case of that as well. Which, again, is absolutely hilarious and incredibly offensive.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And that's what you missed on Glee. Glee! One last one. One of the Glee Club members gets a root canal at the dentist. And whilst they're under anesthetic, they have a dream that real-life Britney Spears comes over to them and dances with them. Because of this, all of the other members of the Glee Club wanted to also be put under anesthetic just so that they could have dreams about Britney Spears. And it ended with them all kind of getting addicted to anesthetic and going to the dentist. And Britney Spears herself actually cameoed in the episode.
Ooh, is this the brainchild of Balegdi?
I think it is the brainchild of Balegdi.
This is a true storyline. They got Britney Spears in season 2 to actually be in the show. And fun fact, this one of these songs from an anesthetic-induced coma is one that I recreated with my little sister in lockdown. I recreated scene shot by shot a scene from Glee.
Nice.
And I put a pair of tights on my head so that I could look like Santana. From the show.
Trying to look like... Oh, I can't be bothered.
No. Right, well, that is our section of the Glee part of the podcast, but we have one more thing that I would like to finish the Glee part of the show with, if that's okay with you.
What?
And what I'm going to do is I am going to go onto the Glee cast.
Mm-hmm.
On Also, fun fact about the Glee cast, they held the world record for the most songs in the top 100. Charts until Drake surpassed them. Anyway, I'm going to go to the Glee cast.
Hold on, Drake.
The Glee cast's repertoire of music. I'm going to select a random song that the Glee cast have performed.
Yep.
When that plays, I then have to start a riff off based on that song, and then we're going to have a riff off right here, right now.
Do they have? I assume because our music knowledge isn't so extensive, there needs to be no real tie in between the songs.
No.
It's just the word.
Mm-hmm. Anything. Any single word. Right.
Okay.
I'm going to press shuffle on Glee.
Careful how much you put that into the mic, because we don't want to be...
Yeah.
Yeah, to be honest, it's still going to pick this up. Can we do this?
No, I'm stopping now. It's just my voice now. So that is Marry You by the Glee cast. Okay. By Bruno Mars as well. Yeah. Made famous by Bruno Mars.
Made beautiful
by the Glee Club. It's a beautiful night. We're looking for something dumb to do. Hey, Georgie.
Oh.
I think I want to marry you.
Oh, I don't even want to get in here.
Is it that look in your eyes? Or is it this dancing juice?
Oh, what did,
Hey, Georgie. I think I want to marry you. Just say I do.
Do. I'm not going to do that again.
Okay.
Do. I can't try to think of a good song.
Hey, Georgie, I think I want to marry you.
You are a superstar. So I would love you forever. Is that the song?
I don't know that. You? I don't know what that is. I thought you were doing you.
Maybe
are
it's
so
you.
Beautiful.
You're the one I love. You're the one okay, I okay. need. Oh. You're everything I see. Come on, baby, it's you.
Yeah.
And I think everything stop right now. Thank you very much. Oh. I need somebody with a touch. Hey, you always.
He's a bit too good at this.
Have some fun. Do 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 do
do do do do do.
Wait, let me. I'll just do the chorus over and over again. Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch. Hey, you.
Yeah. Hey, yeah. Oh. Oh. You think she got it? Oh, you think she got it? Nothing at all. We get together, and we get together, and you. We get together. Nothing is forever. And what makes? And what makes? And what makes? And what makes? Love is special. Oh, why? Oh, why are you in denial? And I'm happy here.
Sure. Oh God!
Hey ya! Oh! Hey ya!
Wait, I'm nearly there.
Hey ya!
Wait, do the whole thing again. Do the other bit again.
Well, you think she got it? Oh, you think she got it? Nothing at all.
All of me, girls. All of you, love your curves and all your edges. All your perfect imperfections, I'll give my all to you. Give your all to me. You're my end and my beginning. Even when I lose, I'm winning. Cause I give you all of me. And you give me all of you. Oh, give me all of me. God, all of me.
I don't know the words.
Risking
I'm trying to think of a new
it all though it's hard.
Pretty good with the lyrics.
Cause all of me loves all
I'm trying to think
of you. And you're my end and my beginning.
What's the
even when
it's gotta be a winning one, right?
Winning.
All I do is win.
We'll have it.
No matter what. Got money on my mind and I gotta stay up. Even you when I get into the building. Double to his hands throw up. And they stay there. Up, down, up, down. I'm gonna do it. Win. Everybody throw your hands in the air. Make us stay there.
There are something in the water. Wait. There is no way. Keep going. And they stay there.
Stay there. Up, down.
They'll have me suicidal when they say it's over. Now all these beautiful girls, they only have a new winner. You have me suicidal when you say it's over. It was back in 99, watching movies all the time. Oh, I don't mind my first time. And I wonder that we would be together. You are very divine. You are one of a kind. Hola. My baby's driving me crazy.
Oh, crazy is the... Well, that's a crazy. Crazy's got to be one. Crazy, Must be stupid if you think that we could start again. I don't know what that is. If we can start again.
What about Crazy in Love?
Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me
looking so crazy right now. Your love's got me looking so crazy
right now. I like how he's taking over. Your song. Right. Right, finish that and then I'll try to do one more.
Your love's got me looking so crazy right now. Your touch.
Your love, your love, your love is my drug. My love, your love, your love. Is that one? What? Your love, your love, one. Your love is my drug. Yeah, it goes, maybe I'm feeling stupid, or maybe I need some rehab, or maybe just need some sleep. I've got a sick obsession. I feel it in my dreams. This is going kind of crazy. I'm going kind of hazy. Am I just like a lovecraft character? What you got, boy, is hard to find. Oh. I think about it all the time. I'm all strung out. My heart is fried. My legs can't get you off my mind, because your love, your love, your love, yeah, is my drug. Right.
Oh.
Your love, your love, your love. I said your love, your love, your love is my drug.
I just can't. I my problem with this is I'm listening to the song and I'm like, oh, like vibe with that, and I'm not think. It's hard.
Yeah. But do you know what? We did quite well. Round of applause. Round of applause. We did pretty well.
Oh, I'm really disappointed with myself for this.
No, we did well. I think we did well.
1 hour.
1 hour. Okay. I think we did well. I'm happy with that performance. We should do a riff off every night on tour.
Oh my God, no.
Oh my
live
God.
Riff off.
Don't even say that, because I won't be able to do it, and I'll be really upset myself.
People might also, I'm not singing, they'll be shouting you song lyrics. We can get people to help us.
No, please. We have to
at least one. At least one. And then we'll try it out.
Oh, no, but then now we've said it, everybody's going to request it.
Exactly. That could be so fun, though. We might need to like have some songs written down or something to help us. I think that we should do a riff off on tour. We'll riff about it backstage and we'll see what we riff up.
Do you know what I just remembered?
What?
Last episode, we challenged each other to post the TikTok.
Right, and fuck you, because you won. So, shut up. I get it.
I know, but I haven't checked if he's won.
You won.
Check. I haven't checked. I don't know.
Yes,
who
you
won.
Have, and you won.
I don't know who won.
Yes, you have.
What did you get?
And guys, you know what?
Did he win?
Yeah.
What did?
Because I think that there's something wrong with my TikTok account. I think that someone's hacked me.
What did
I think
you
that
get?
Somebody...
I just need to check what you yours.
Say that about the podcast account when it did.
So you got 660k. I can't imagine I got more than 660. Oh, 1.5 million.
Wait, I had a million views.
Oh, I got.
Oh no, I didn't.
Oh, I overdoubled
guys, that
it.
Is unacceptable. Oh. That is actually unacceptable, guys. Do you know what?
Oh.
Do you know what?
That is awkward.
Do you know what that is? It's unacceptable behaviour, and I'm actually really mad.
What's that?
I think...
Krispy Kreme telling the kids this is Leo Holton. Oh, that's cute, isn't it?
I have a hypothesis.
Toby from the Sidemen laughing at it. That's nice.
I have a hypothesis that there is somebody in the back end of my TikTok account, and I'm usually not going to complain about someone being in the back end, but on this occasion, I think something's up, because there is no way that my raw beauty and natural talent would not supersede what you've got going on over there. I'm sorry, I'm, what, 10 times more attractive than you? Easily 10 times more attractive than you.
Yeah, I think that's
you.
What happened. We went to the...
I think that you got put on a different For You page than me. I got put on a For You page of the model-esque sort of people. So my sort of... The people that I was competing for a spot on the For You page with, whereas you were down on Clarkson's Farm with the piglets. Yeah. So you're going to look so much better compared to a big fat piggy. Whereas I'm like...
Well, clearly that's what they thought.
Do you know what? Fuck you.
You just walked yourself into that one.
This is unacceptable behaviour. But do you know what? You won. Well done, George. Or whatever. Ugh. No, don't clap.
Thank
clap.
You. Thank you.
Stop.
Thanks, guys.
unacceptable. Should we do one bit of our job quickly before we go? Oh my God, I've got an email.
Have you?
Yeah. Let's just do one. Let's just do two.
All right.
Let's just do two.
What you want, baby, I got it. What you need, you know I got it. All I'm asking
is for
respect.
Guess who I saw today? Do you know, you might not know who this is. Mr. UK TikTok official.
Yeah, I saw him once.
I drove past him near my house. And I was like, "Why? Who is that guy dressed in like gold chains?" And then as I got
behind...
It's
only the number one most trending TikToker in the UK.
I couldn't believe it. He was like dancing in the middle of a motorway.
Was he just singing with a speaker next to his... Yeah, like then every now and then going, "Mr. UK TikTok official!"
Well, I didn't hear him because I drove past him, obviously, in my new car that I've got.
Yeah.
So I didn't actually hear him, but...
Mr. UK TikTok official!
Should we try to harmonise whilst Callum fixes the printer?
Yeah.
Right, do you know how to harmonise? So that I will go like, and then you have to go a bit higher or a bit lower.
Yeah, easy.
But same note. Right, easy, you ready? Yeah. Then we'll bring it up. Are you ready?
Okay.
Right. We'll do it like this. Are you ready? So are you ready? Three. Wait. Start at the same time. Three, two, one.
I don't know what note you were. Like, wait, I need to just need. To, wait,
I'll do. Second. I'll do this.
I'm, so I'm pitch perfect.
Okay.
What are we doing?
That might sound really good. We just can't tell. Guys, comment down below. That might have sounded really good. Is it working, Colin?
Tell you what. Why don't you? Do you want to? I'll lay a beat,
mm-hmm.
and then you can just freestyle over the top of it.
Freestyle rap.
You can freestyle. You
maybe
can
a bit of both.
You can slam poetry if you want to do. You can do whatever you want.
Oh my God. Okay.
Ready? Yo ho. All hands.
Yeah.
All the cars.
We outside.
Rising.
Yeah. We in the beach.
Heave-ho.
We really wet.
Thieves we, and beggars.
We swimming hard.
All
we running from sharks.
Hiding.
Not running. I meant swim.
Yo ho.
Who you calling a hoe?
All
not me.
Hands.
I ain't got no hands. Yeah. I swim with webbed hands. I'm aquatic.
Thieves and beggars.
I'm semi-aquatic.
He's a semi-aquatic egg-laying mammal of action. A furry little flatfoot who never streaks from the fray. He's got more than just mat skill.
He's got a beaver tail and a bill.
And the women swoon whenever they hear him say,
it's Perry! Perry the platypus! Perry! Agent P!
Sounded like Shakira when you said Perry. Perry!
We should do karaoke on tour.
How much stuff we throw in?
Can we get, is there a microphone on the tour bus?
Hold on, what do you mean, is there a microphone
to connect to a karaoke machine? Can we plug a karaoke machine somehow into the main of the tour bus?
Maybe. Can I put an aux right in my ass?
We've got to play PS5 on the bus.
So we can defo
SingStar.
Get some sort of, oh!
Yeah, we can just grab SingStar.
Oh! Oh!
Oh!
Oh my God, that is such a great idea.
He's
got more than just mad skill. We got him, we will turn him real.
Doobie doobie doo, why doobie doobie doo, why Agent P.
Have you heard this song?
I'm gonna lick your balls tonight.
Have you heard it?
I know that's just a voice note you sent me earlier.
I'm gonna lick your ass tonight. It's so funny. I love it.
Oh, I really want to know, is anyone at home, or if you're at work watching this, we're listed, anywhere actually, anyone, please.
You might be on tour.
Has anyone heard the, because I know you haven't, heard the program What's My Chops?
Have I not?
I remember that. What's that?
I feel like I might have
heard
it.
My Chops?
Is it the guy with the puppet dog?
The dog that speaks.
Oh, wait, no. The only reason that I've heard this is because you had a little bit of like a spectrum flare-up around me. That's how I'll describe it. Like you were kind of borderline on there and you told me about it and then proceeded to sing a song from it over and over again for maybe like 4 hours.
The theme song?
Yes, like over over again. You couldn't get it out of your head.
Everyone I've said it to
hasn't... repeatedly sang it.
Whoa. We got a ghost.
That really freaked me out. I think someone just tried to get in.
That kind of sketched me out as well.
Oh my God, guys, I'm really scared. I have to look. Yeah, that's
everyone who I've ever said it to hasn't... everyone I've said it to just hasn't heard of it. I know it was like one of my favourite shows as a kid.
Oh, well, comment down below if you've heard of Rough.
What's My Chops?
What's My Chops or Watch My Chops?
Watch My Chops.
Oh, Watch My Chops.
Yeah.
Okay. Comment down below if you watched
that. I don't know if you would be able to get it off just the title, though.
Oh, it's more like if you know, you know sort of basis.
No, as in like you might need like a theme song or something.
Do you know what, George? If you would like to share the theme song, then...
Well, if I have to, I mean...
I could then. Go for it.
I am a dog. A dog that's incredibly bright. I can talk, read and write.
Sounds like Charlie Marlowe.
And surf the net all of the day and all of the night. Cornel, you can talk. And much more, Bernie, but keep it to yourself. If you let the cat out of the bag, you could be a celebrity. If you want to lead the dog's life, your secret's got to stay safe with you and me. Watch my chops. Shush, it's no joke. It's all he spoke, he said. Watch my chops. You must never hear a word. A talking dog. How absurd.
Is that it? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well done.
Woo!
There you go. Now, let's just keep it to the one time.
Thanks, guys.
Right, we've had a dilemma sent in.
Okay.
Virtually to my phone, somehow, because...
Right in your ass. It came through my... Okay, sorry.
Says, hi, Pookies. Can you please tell my friends Mia, Kira, and Zeke that they're all little pussies because they won't come to the Useless Hotline live show with me? Thank you. Love you. Mia, Kira, Zeke, I'm going to hurt you quite severely. Mia. I will find you, and I'm not afraid to throw punches. You sound quite young.
Mia, Kira, Zeke. More like Mia, Kira, Neek. You guys are idiots. You need to get yourself a ticket to the live shows.
I mean, the only one that you can now buy tickets for is the London one. So if it's hard to get to London, I still don't care. Get tickets. Don't be ridiculous. Even better yet, buy tickets and don't even come so that we get paid and I don't have to smell your shitty breath, see your disgusting appearance and be around your revolting attitude. Okay, do that.
Like a man with sexual stage fright who orders a prostitute.
Oh.
Pay but don't come.
Oh.
Ah, I like that.
That's another plot line from Glee, actually. Crazy.
George, if you had a text message by any chance.
Oh yeah, I'll just send it through to my ass. Here it is. Hi, Max and George.
Hi.
So, I really need your guys' help with an awkward situation. So about 2 months ago, I went to a house party and got extremely drunk. One thing led to another. You mean led. Someone's still drunk. And I find myself shagging this random guy in one of the bedrooms upstairs.
Oh.
Afterwards, we exchanged numbers, and he told me that his name was Aaron.
Oh.
We had been talking for a while after this and had arranged to meet, but this never happened. Anyway, the real problem is that my sister recently was talking to this guy and has started newly dating him. So obviously I asked her what's his name and what does he look like, only to find out that her new boyfriend was Aaron. Bear in mind that my sister is 19 and I'm 17 and Aaron is 20. So it's not that weird, but he's supposed to be coming around for dinner in 3 days and I don't know what to do. I just can't believe that me and my sister have been shagging the same guy. Guys, please help, double P! Exclamation mark. What?
By the way, George.
I agree.
Is so fucking sexy. Woo!
Right. Before we give some incredible advice, I would like to say that if you are coming to our live show, if you are coming to our tour, we need help from you. We need your dilemmas. If you want to be on stage and you have a great dilemma that you think is worthy of being on stage, then please email uselesstour@rootmg.com. Is that right? That's uselesstour@rootmg.com with your dilemma, your ticket confirmation, and why you think that you deserve to be on stage with me and George. Likewise, if you're a bit more shy and you want to be involved with the show but you don't want to be up on stage, totally understandable. Just send your dilemma to that same email and explain that you don't want to be on stage but you still want that dilemma to be part of the show. And then that way it will be involved in a letter like we have here or through the mystery phone, i.e. send a voice note, please. So yeah, that's the two ways that you can be involved in our show. If you would like to, we would very much like you to, so please send those in right now. And back to the dilemma.
Yeah. Max, this girl dated a man named Aaron.
Right.
Or slash intercoursed right in the bed with him.
Would
now,
you?
Her sister is intercoursing right in her bed with him as well, and she's meeting him in 3 days. What to do?
Obviously, you've got a sister, so, and you're both straight, so it's a bit difficult to say. Like,
no, I shagged her fiancé way before she did.
Right, well, would you sleep with... I know her fiancé is kind of like a brother to you, isn't it? Because he's been...
Yeah,
like,
and we have sex.
So would you, so would you shag his girlfriend?
That's my sister.
Yeah. Yeah, so would
also,
you
know? She's his fiancé.
Oh yeah, that's too far.
Yeah.
It's fine that it's your sister, but that's just disrespectful.
He put a ring on it.
Oh, that's just disrespectful then. Like, if it was just boyfriend, then yeah.
Yeah.
But disrespectful if it's
got ring, don't go near the ring.
Oh, okay, perfect. How I would feel if my sister had slept with the same boy as me. I would be very upset, very perturbed, to say the least.
I would let your sister know, and then your sister, it's her job to deal with it.
I would let him know that we are sisters, and hopefully
he knows. He knows. If
how does he know?
If he's dating her, at some point it comes up. Oh, I'm like, have you got any siblings? She goes, yeah, I got a sister who's about this age. Oh, what's her name? This. And you go, oh, they look a bit, she looks a bit similar to you.
Oh my God,
and also,
my sister's name's this.
Also, she follows, he'll follow her on Instagram. Your sister's on your Instagram. Slash, you see she follows you and you're like, hang on, the last names match. Like, there's no way that he doesn't know. So tell your sister and be like, hey, he clearly is okay with it. Are you okay with it? If you are... Well, just say if you are okay with it, because I mean, but it's better to catch it early days.
That's your motto.
Like small fry. Because if you catch small fry late days, it's big fry.
Ooh.
And you don't want any big fry in
and
your
if your
plate
fry
of small fry.
Is gay and a little bit older and an actor, then it might be Stephen Fry.
Yeah.
And that's, you again, just getting in, that's just another fry.
And if there's multiple of them, and they're rather funny, it'd be Stephen Fry's.
Or if you're in Paris and there's lots of them, it could be French fries.
Yeah.
Or if everybody around you is really small, it could be small fries again. Or if they're a little bit bigger, medium fries. Don't even get... I that's the only two sides I could think of, actually. I don't know what else there would be other than them.
If they haven't washed in a while, cheesy fries. I would say you make your sister aware, and then it's if you're okay with if you're like, initially it's weird, but I mean I can get over it. Like in the future I'll find my own person, and I won't even think about it. Then it's then in the ball is in her proverbial court, quite
absolutely.
Literally.
Yeah.
Aaron's balls are right in her court.
And if they've got coiled hair, curly fries. Yes, I agree. I agree with that. Definitely. Right, I think that's all we've got time for today.
Yes. All right, bye.
I think that that was a great episode.
Doesn't matter what you think. It matters what they think. So if you did enjoy, make sure you like, guys, subscribe, and ring that notification bell if you are watching so you're notified every time that we upload. If you're listening, make sure to like us, download us, listen to us on the go, and rate us 5 blooming stars.
Look at Bulbasaur's Bulbussy.
Oh my God, right in the bussy.
Right in the Bulbussy. And if you would like to send in a dilemma to be featured in our tour, guys, you don't even have to be going to the tour. Just send one in, and if it's that good, it'll make the show.
Yeah,
and then
boy,
you will be iconic. Send that in to uselesstour@rootmg.com. And if you would just like to send some in to our podcast going forward, it's the uselesshotlinepodcast@gmail.com. And until next time, baby!
That as his exercise for the day. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.